Welcome to the I Hope Empowers podcast for Christians who believe in the power of the gospel to change lives. Sharing your faith with people of other faiths and cultures, like Muslims, is not a skill typically taught in the church, and most Christians don't know how. Yet, it's not as hard as you imagine. This podcast will inspire and empower you with inspiring stories and practical things to know and do to engage as an authentic Christian witness with your neighbors of another faith and culture. Hello, friends. It's so great to be back with you. You know, in the next few minutes, we're going to tackle one of the most common roadblocks that we hear about sharing our faith, and that's that you're busy. You know, Jesus told all of his believers to go be witnesses, go be his witnesses locally and globally. Now, how do you do that? Practically, when you're juggling work and family and volunteer things, church activities, especially now. Well, on today's podcast, we have a special guest that I think you can really relate with. His name is Jason Wright.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. You know, now Jason is a busy guy. He is a banking executive, and pre-COVID, Jason, I know you traveled a lot. But now you're spending all of your time on Zoom calls, just like all of us. But yet you're involved in your church, you're volunteering in your community, your marriage, you have a daughter, and all the things that go with that with your family. And yet, Jason, I know you've been really purposeful about taking an active role in sharing your faith and modeling that for your family. And since I've known you, you have been a part of over a dozen Muslims coming to faith in Jesus. I'm so excited that you're our guest with us today.
Thank you.
At a time when most Christians in westernized nations haven't been sharing their faith, especially with Muslims and people of other faiths and cultures, Jason, you've been purposeful about engaging with people of other faiths and cultures and sharing the truth about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, you've really been, I think, a bit countercultural. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, Karen, I'm probably like a lot of people, or have a similar experience to a lot of people, in that it didn't come easily or naturally at first. I've been a believer since I was 8 or 9 years old. I was raised in the church, went to Sunday school, and I grew up in that church mindset that we're to share our faith, share the gospel. But the truth is, I wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. Certainly not in any type of intentional way. Why wasn't I doing that? Well, really just because I didn't have the confidence. Mm-hmm. I didn't truly feel equipped to be able to do that. I had fears that I might not be able to speak to arguments or be a good apologist for my faith. So it wasn't something that was natural to me for most of my life.
And you know what? I think that is so normal. I can really relate with that. And I think many of our listeners can as well. So what was the catalyst that shifted that thinking?
Yeah, well, it started with prayer. Mm. About 10 years ago, I really realized, and I was convicted, that I wasn't actively sharing my faith. And I know, and most of us know, that Jesus asks us to go out and, you know, share the good news. So it began with prayer. Mm. I began praying that God would show me what his unique purposes for me are, and just that the Holy Spirit would reveal, you know, how I could be someone that shares my faith. So for about 6 months, I was praying that prayer. It wasn't as though God just immediately answered that. Mm-hmm. But there was a day that I was driving in my car. I happened to be praying while I was driving, and the Holy Spirit revealed to me, and he showed me two things. Not only that he was ready now, or that I was ready now to begin sharing my faith, but he put on my heart to share my faith with Muslims.
Mm, did that blow your mind at that moment?
Yes and no. Mm. This is what I think is so cool about God. There was already something that was in me that had a heart toward the Middle East, for Middle Eastern culture, for Middle Eastern food, and God just layered on top of that taking what I already had a natural interest toward, and God said, this is where I want you to be intentional. It did blow my mind in the sense that I never imagined or thought that I might be called toward the Muslim community. So yeah, that part blew my mind. And after God, you know, showed me, it was kind of like, okay, God, what's next? You know, how's that going to look?
So what did you do? So Jason, at this moment, you realized through prayer that the Lord was stirring your heart toward engaging with Muslims. So what did you do next? How did that change then?
Yeah, great question. Because at that particular time in my life, I didn't have any Middle Eastern friends, and I didn't know any Muslims. So I did need God to help me with that. Well, I ended up finding a way to volunteer with a local refugee resettlement agency. And I specifically asked if I could volunteer with their refugees who were coming over from the Middle East. And so that's how I was able to intentionally insert myself into the local Arab Muslim community where I live.
So you found a way to get purposely involved and begin to meet people from other faiths and cultures. What empowered you to then share your faith with them?
Yeah, IHOPE has been a really big part of my life, and it was through IHOPE that I began to learn about the five essentials. And what made the biggest shift for me was learning about a person of peace. You know, Karen, it can kind of be intimidating to think the responsibility would be on me to go out and just randomly share the gospel with someone. But the Holy Spirit is so graceful and patient. And it was understanding that there are people of peace out there. And I just had to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, would you lead me to persons of peace? And I think just by having that mindset that it wasn't my responsibility out of my flesh to go find that person, I just needed to be intentional to put myself in environments where I might cross paths with a Muslim, with a person of peace, and rely on the Holy Spirit to provide an opportunity for conversation.
And I love that. So for those of you who are new to IHOPE and you're wondering, what's a person of peace? That's someone who the Lord is, who they're stirring their heart toward knowing more about Jesus. All right, so I love this, Jason. So it really started with a prayer that started you on this journey to then skill up to learn how to share your faith with Muslims and people of other faiths and cultures. So now that you've made this decision that you're going to share your faith, you've skilled up, and that's a great reminder for our listeners today, because you're thinking about sharing your faith, and your thoughts lead to your actions, and your actions lead to, you know, what's going to happen, your fruit. You've got a mission mindset, and yet you're busy. You're busy guy. Yeah. You're traveling all the time. I know you're working over 60 hours a week, and in between that, you're trying to volunteer with your daughter's school and church activities. How do you make time for sharing your faith in the middle of everything that you're doing?
Yeah, that is a challenge, right? I mean, whether you have a job that is taking you traveling or not, or whether a job that is working long hours. The truth is, in our country, we just have a culture of being busy. It's kind of two parts for me. There is being intentional. So that might look for me on the weekend, if I'm going to go out and do grocery shopping, I might intentionally go to an Arab market where I know that there are items I can pick up there just to be around that community.
You're going to go where the people are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or, like I mentioned earlier, I was able to get involved with volunteering with refugees. So that was intentional. But I don't always have the time to be so intentional. I just have to take it wherever I do go. So if that's on a business trip, and I land in a city and I jump into a cab, it might be that God has placed me in a taxi cab with somebody from the Middle East.
Oh, so tell us. I know you have a story about how that happened recently, just right before COVID as you were traveling.
Yeah, I'd flown halfway across the country for a business trip, and I jumped into a cab. And oftentimes when I do that, I'll just say, Lord, if there's an opportunity here, I'm open, and will you just lead the way? And so here I was in this particular situation, and I'm asking God, you know, is there an opportunity here? Is this a person of peace? And I just kind of sat and waited. And I think the Lord directed me to look at this guy's arm, and I noticed that there was a tattoo on his arm. And there was something about the tattoo that reminded me of some cultural images that I'd seen connected to Iran. I asked the guy, I said, oh, that's a really cool tattoo. Can you tell me more about it? And he said, yeah, this is a kind of a traditional tattoo that's really popular within my culture. And I said, oh, what culture is that? And he said, well, the Persian culture, I'm Iranian. And so I said, oh, that's really neat. What kind of symbol is that? And he shared with me that it's a religious symbol from an ancient religion that was practiced in Iran called Zoroastrian. Right there, not me, but he opened the door to religion. The taxi driver did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
ding, 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 ding. That's a clue. That's a clue. You might be talking to a person of peace.
There you go, yep. Right? And by the way, it wasn't my effort. Mm-hmm. I really just prayed and asked God to lead it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, from there, I was able, because he shared about that ancient religion and his culture. And so I asked him, I said, oh, are you a... you know, do you practice that religion? And he said, no, I'm a Muslim. And so from there, I was able to say, oh, I follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in that taxi cab, we just were able to naturally share back and forth
mm-hmm.
About his culture, about being a Muslim, about me being a follower of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in that car ride, I was able to share the gospel, but I was also able to pray for him. I asked him if there was anything that I could pray for him. He said, yes, you know, pray for my family. So I did.
So right there in the taxi cab, you were praying with him for that request in Jesus's name.
Yeah, I that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And praying in Jesus' name is another thing that I learned through iHope to just boldly put that out there and say, you know, I'd love to pray for you. I pray in Jesus' name. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
In all the years and in that taxi ride as well, I've never been turned down by a Muslim when I offered to pray in Jesus' name. So I was able to do that. It really touched him. And even in that taxi cab, I asked him if I could send him a gift that I said that I wanted to send him a Bible. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'd love that. So I got his name and his number, and I followed up and I did send him a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I got to go on other business trips to that city, and I was able to call him directly to come pick me up at the airport. And so that began a little, you know, relationship with somebody that was a complete stranger in the beginning.
Some of the things I heard you say that are important to all of our listeners that we can replicate is, number one, you prayed as you entered in that taxi cab, that you were intentional with your day and your time seeking to see where the Lord was at work. So that's step one. And step two, then the Lord revealed to you just some clues that this person might be a person of peace. And you, just in your curious relational style, just started to ask some questions, and that led you to some opportunities to share your faith. One of my main takeaways with Jason is to be purposeful, be prayerful, and be ready.
Yeah.
I think be ready.
Yeah. There's the Bible, you know, the verse that says be ready in and out of season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's wherever we are is potentially an opportunity. And, and God's at work everywhere.
That's wonderful. Okay, so Jason, I know that's one of the stories I think that's really applicable. Now, maybe you're not traveling as extensively as Jason is, and especially now in COVID times. I know you have another story. You've got lots of stories, but tell us another story about how you've engaged within your local community.
Yeah, so this was an opportunity where I was trying to be intentional to be around some Muslims. So I'd been invited to an English conversation hour as a part of a local university that tries to help international students practice their English as they're, you know, getting used to being in a new country. So a friend of mine had told me about it and shared that there should be a fairly large group of students from the Middle East. Super excited, I made sure that I could join this event. So on the way over there, praying, just asking God, Lord, prepare my heart, prepare my mind, and I'm ready to be in partnership with you for how you want this afternoon to look. I get there, Karen, excited, looking forward to meeting some, you know, students from the Middle East, only to find out that the kids from the Middle East didn't show up, but it was a group of Asian students. I was kind of disappointed, but I stayed and I ended up in conversation with a student from China who, through the course of conversation, I learned had an atheist background, and I shared that I was a follower of Jesus. I shared a little bit about going, attending church, and Karen, this guy was in fact a person of peace, and he was very interested in hearing more about Jesus. He'd heard a little bit about Jesus just being in America for the time that he'd been here, and he was very curious about church. So I was able to invite him to church. He came with me. He actually came multiple times, and just a friendship blossomed out of that. He was a teenage college student without any friends or family here, and me and my wife and my daughter got to be some extended family for him. He attended church with us many times, and we were able to share the gospel with him and read the Bible together. So again, God is in control, and God has a plan for his people and for those that are out there seeking.
Jason, thanks so much for joining us here today. I think you've shared some really valuable, very practical takeaways. Number one, it all starts with your mindset. Do you have a kingdom mindset? And are you purposely and prayerfully seeking the Lord throughout your day where he might be at work so that you can join in? And number two, there's some very practical things you shared. You're blocking your calendar with intention to share, but that's not always possible with your work schedule.
That's right.
And so as you go about your day, whether you're going through, flying through an airport or sitting on the plane or you're taking a taxi, you're looking for opportunities to see where the Lord might be at work for persons of peace.
That's right.
And I think those are really practical tips. Any last minute things that you want to share from your heart before we close here today?
Yeah, mainly the responsibility isn't all on your shoulders. And that's one of the biggest things that the Lord showed me is it's not about my intellect to be able to perfectly articulate the gospel. And it's also not about me needing to know anything specific or intellectual about somebody else's religion or other faith background. It's just simply about wanting to be friends with people, to love on them, to show an interest in them, whether it be, you know, asking about a tattoo that I see on the arm, or me asking, what's your favorite food from your home country? Just being open, being prayerful, asking God to lead the way, and just being willing to be there.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jason, for being here today. And I think our call to action today is to go be witnesses, and may the love of Christ just flow right through you. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you're feeling inspired and empowered. And if you're ready to take your learning on this topic deeper, you'll find more resources at www.ihopeministries.org. Through the generous support of iHope Partners, we can make resources like this available for free. And we invite you to give now to help reach more people with the good news.